The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, January the 14th. It is good to have you with us today. We've got two separate guests and things to talk about. Let's start, first of all, with Sonia Carney, who is with us from Osher at Mizzou Lifelong Learning. Good to have you here, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Now, your classes start next week, right?
That's right, the 21st.
How many classes have you got?
We have about a dozen on the schedule right now.
You want to run through some of that?
Sure. We have brand new courses that we've never offered before. We have some of our tried and true courses that our students will be looking for. Mm-hmm. Some of the new courses that we have, Mondays we're offering Missouri's Aquatic Life, where we have some biologists coming in from the university who are going to be talking about the wildlife that inhabits our streams and rivers and lakes all around the state of Missouri.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So this is brand new.
Yes, it's a brand new course.
And then what else?
Then we also have Opera and the Sacred. Tom Dillon Willingham is a very popular instructor with us, and he's doing his course, Opera and the Sacred, which they're going to do films on biblical stories.
Okay.
Yes, we also have a study of Abraham Lincoln with just all you'd ever want to know about Abraham
now,
Lincoln.
These are all the new classes.
Yes, that's right.
Then the tried and true classes that you've had?
Tried and true courses. We have our potpourris of critical issues and the arts. Students are always looking for those. We have our brown bag seminars every Friday. And we also have iPads and iPhones, which has become a very popular course, and Android tablets and smartphones, too. We offer those to help students learn about how to manage technology.
Oh, okay. So you're going to have classes on how to use your iPhone.
That's right.
And how to use your Android
phone. That's right.
And should be pretty interesting. People my age, it takes a little while to catch on to all the different gadgets that are there. If folks want to sign up, what do they do?
They can call our office, 882-2585 or 882-8189. And they also can visit our website, and the web address is extension.missouri.edu/learnforlife.
Now, it's not too late to sign up for classes starting next week?
Absolutely not. We still have room.
Can you also get into a class once it's already started if there's room?
You can, yeah. We would.
But you don't recommend that?
No, because you would miss something. But, you know, we can always accommodate.
All right. Yeah. So if you're interested, classes start on January 21st. There still is time to sign up. The last semester you did classes on UFO, which was one of the most popular classes you've ever had.
That's right. Bill Wickersham was in, and he did the UFO class, and I understand he's going to be back in the spring. So, March, look for Bill and UFOs.
That's called OSHA at Mizzou Lifelong Learning.
Yes.
All right. Sonia, thank you so much for coming by.
Paul.
Good to have you here. Now we head down 63 towards Jefferson City, and we've got Jerry Ricker with us from Jefferson City Art Club.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
Good to have you here, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year years to you.
You had the Jefferson City Art Club Fling last fall, right?
Yes, last November 15th.
And that went well?
It went very well. Very nice social gathering of receiving new members, reaching out to the communities, surrounding areas.
Why don't you go ahead and fill our listeners in on some of the things that you do and what they can expect from the Jefferson City Art Club?
Well, we really entertain the idea of sharing art, rubbing elbows with various artists of all types, especially in the painting, sculpturing, and what have you. We're celebrating our 110th year right now, and are looking into the 111th, naturally.
So the Jefferson City Art Club's been around for 110 years?
For 110 years. Wow. It started with a group of young ladies traveling to the World's Fair in 1903.
Well, you guys are doing something right.
Yes. that's why I'm here, and we're reaching out to Columbia, Jefferson City, naturally, all areas for those that are interested in art and want to rub elbows, and naturally looking for new members for the longevity of the club, hoping it'll last another 110 years.
Yeah. So right now you're inviting people to become a member
of the club.
Uh-huh. They don't have to live in Jeff City, right?
No, they don't, sir.
So you'll take people from Columbia in
True.
The Jeff City Art
Definitely.
Club.
Definitely. Okay. And we do know they're out there. We rub elbows with them. It's my favorite way to say it.
So occasionally. What are some of the benefits that people are going to get if they join your organization?
Well, monthly. We meet monthly, the first Monday of each month, 5:30 in Jefferson City. And we always have a presenter who will come in and present their type of art. Mm-hmm. Recently, we just had Paul Allen with the State Fair Community College, which was an all oil painter, mono print and sculpture. Carrie Hirth, who she basically, when she paints, she hears music in color.
She hears music in color?
In color. Her brush strokes basically illustrate a musical dance, as she puts it, within her being like, for example, a symphony, colors present themselves. In a psychological sense, they call that synthesia.
Synthesia. And then what are some of the other things you have coming up this summer?
Coming up in the summer, we will be looking at, actually in March, will be our first sponsored event, Ruth Hogan Children's Art Exhibit. Mm-hmm. It'll be at the Jefferson City Capitol Mall. The Adult Arts Exhibit with a spring gallery crawl tied in with the Capitol Arts. Jeff City also. It'll be in April. We start out at one facility and go to each art facility seeing different art on a crawl basis. That happens not only in the spring but also in the fall in September. Then we have a high school sketch day May 5th at the Etta and Joseph Miller Performing Arts Center, Ralston Art Gallery there.
Well, you guys, I mean, you really do have something going on all the time.
Basically keeps the backbone of the organization going with high-quality presentations, a nice social feeling to the art community.
So
warm.
People listening to us right now want to become a member of the Jefferson City Art Club. What do they do?
Well, you may contact our Vice President, Larry Carver, for information. Mm-hmm. That's at 573-893-6411.
893-6411. That's area code 573.
That's correct.
What about on the web? We're just about out of time.
And web, that's www.jeffersoncityartclub.org.
Okay. Jerry, thank you so much for coming by. And continued success with another 110 years.
And thank you, Mr. Wallpepper.
All right.
KBIA.
It's our pleasure. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with the Columbia Art League and Melody Whitworth. So we got art surrounded here. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Felling from KBIA. Our forward director is Sifan O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.